First Experience at the Jefferson City Seminar by Melissa Smith. I have been a member of the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, for many years, but this was my first year attending the Jefferson City Seminar. I was definitely nervous at first, intimidated by senators or representatives possibly asking questions that I didn't have the answers to. My fears were quickly set aside as I got in the swing of presenting the ideas at the NFB. One highlight for me was speaking to Representative Kelly. He asked good questions and was very proactive, even sending a message to Representative Ellington regarding working on HB 520, regarding accessible voting, while we were speaking to him. I had the opportunity to speak to Speaker of the House Todd Richardson. He appeared supportive of our issues and said that he would put his mind to coming up with somebody in the House that may be interested in putting together a bill regarding the National Standardized Reading Media Assessment. Ben Kane and I were able to confirm that the Missouri Statute 311.328 had been amended to include non-driver IDs from other states. I enjoyed meeting with everybody at dinner on Monday night. It was a good setting to be able to discuss any issues we came up against and things that were working for others. I would like to thank Robin House and Chris Tizzle for allowing me to tag along and observe my first meeting with a senator. Also, thank you to Rita Lynch for working with me and encouraging me to speak on our issues. A huge thank you goes to Sheila Wright for putting together a great fact sheet that went a long way towards helping me feel like I could speak intelligently on our issues. I found that most senators and representatives were easy to speak to. I look forward to the follow-up and attending more Jefferson City seminars in the future.